Beloved, blessed Tuesday morning to you. It is so wonderful to be able to share just a few minutes together in God's Word as we begin our day. Today, we are in Psalm 32, and this psalm begins with an affirmation of the happiness one experiences resulting from confession. What follows is a description of life in terms of before and after confessing one's sins. The writer encourages people to pray and concludes with praise for the Lord's righteousness. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Psalm 32 at verse 1. Happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the one whom the Lord does not accuse of doing wrong, and who is free from all deceit. When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. Day and night you punished me, Lord. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up in the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you. I did not conceal my wrongdoings. I decided to confess them to you, and you forgave all my sins. So all your loyal people should pray to you in times of need. When a great flood of trouble comes rushing in, it will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will save me from trouble. I sing aloud of your salvation because you protect me. The Lord says, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you. Don't be stupid like a horse or a mule, which must be controlled with a bit and bridle to make it submit. The wicked will have to suffer, but those who trust in the Lord are protected by his constant love. You that are righteous, be glad and rejoice because of what the Lord has done. You that obey him, shout for joy. And today's key verse is Psalm 32, verse 1, where the psalmist writes, happy are those whose sins are forgiven and whose wrongs are pardoned. Now, beloved, it's so interesting as I look at those who proclaim that they love God, that they follow, they're followers of Jesus Christ, but they just refuse to admit that, you know, what they're doing might be sin. And I don't know whether it's a pride thing or whatever, but their sinful pride and refusal to confess their sin only brings them deeper and deeper into sin and further away from God's fellowship. You know, the Bible tells us, if we say we do not sin, then we lie and do not the truth. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, haven't we? But praise God, his word promises us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Let's pray. Lord God, you are my hiding place, and I turn to you in prayer in my time of need. Today I seek your forgiveness. I confess to you, Lord, that I have sinned against you. I've sinned by the things I've done and the things I've said and by the things that I've left undone. But I sing aloud of your salvation, and I rejoice because of your righteousness. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 35, where Jesus teaches about forgiveness. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.